What's happening, guys? Welcome to episode 12 of the Secure D podcast. This week, my guest is longtime friend Jazz Bonifacio. We met probably 10, 11 years ago online, and he's a longtime sneaker designer. So I thought it would be really fun to get the perspective of an actual sneaker designer on the podcast. So Jazz and I worked together on my first collaboration with Globe, and 5 years ago, he moved to Volley, Australia, ex-RMIT industrial design student. So if there's anyone who wants to be a sneaker designer or anything like that, I think, you know, the first half of the podcast particularly will be really interesting for you. I also want to address the fact that everyone crashed the bandwidth on my podcast this week, so I have upgraded my account. So thank you to everyone for listening and downloading the podcast, and it should not drop out again, at least until our audience gets a lot bigger again. And one final update, you'll notice the audio the last couple of weeks has been a little bit sketchy. I've actually gone and bought new microphones, so everything should be as clear as this introduction is moving forward. The room I shoot in is my studio, so there's a lot of glass and stuff, so sound bounces around. So I've bought some new mics to try and cancel that out. So hang in there. This episode's definitely worth it. It's a lot of fun. Back out to the longer format. We talk a bit about some of the current madness and stuff at the end as well. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Remember, if you have any questions or topics that you want to suggest for a future podcast, please use hashtag SecureDPodcast on Twitter or hit me up at SecureD, and enjoy episode 12 with Jazz. Cheers. What's happening, Jazzy? How you going?
Hey, Matt, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making the effort to come all the way down to my area. I know it's not too close from work or home.
Nah, it's all good, you know? Like, always here for you.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about doing this episode because you're the first official sneaker designer that's been on the podcast. And people have been asking for it, and I think it's a good opportunity to give people an insight into sort of potentially how to become a sneaker designer and then what actually being a sneaker designer involves, because I think people have this, like, glamorous... You know, like, I just want to design shoes, but I don't actually know what a sneaker designer really does day to day.
Yeah, I know. Everyone thinks it's just, you know, sitting down, sketching all day, and, you know, that's pretty much it. But, yeah, there's more to it than that.
Yeah. Well, so, we'll kick it off with sort of just a bit of a question about sort of why you wanted to become a sneaker designer, and then sort of evolve that into sort of how you went about it, like how you chased it, because being in Australia, it's definitely not an easy job to have.
No, definitely not. I started probably about 13 years ago, but, you know, I've always been into sneakers.
Yeah.
Growing up in the 80s, you know, basketball, Jordan, Magic and all that, so always played a lot of basketball as well, and so footwear's always been around, and, you know, like, every season always, you know, had new sneakers,
yep.
So 2-3 pairs. And from there, like, you know, the passion was always around. And when I did high school, you know, I always wanted to be a sneaker designer. So,
yep.
You know, rather than listening to, you know, the teacher, I was always sketching this and that. So when I graduated from high school, did my research and realized that, you know, my pathway is through industrial design.
Yep.
And so I started a, you know, industrial design course at RMIT.
Yeah.
Did that for a few years, and when I graduated, pretty much before I even graduated, I was already networking, just doing my research, finding out, you know, which company, like in Australia, like there's not many brands around, companies around, so,
yeah,
you know, the only ones I could think of at the time were Globe and Custom, pretty much
the
whole Billabong crew. So, yeah, like I started knocking their door and, you know, just asking around, like, you know, what do you guys do? Do you guys design in-house, develop, and this and that? And, you know, Globe was, yeah, pretty interesting. And I remember one time where I skipped class to join Swinburne. Like,
yeah.
I was from RMIT.
Yeah.
I joined Swinburne and pretended that, you know, I was one of the students and did this sort of Globe, pretty much like a site visit, you know.
Yeah.
To see what they do, and pretty much I was posing as a student.
That's hilarious.
And just asked questions and pretty much, you know, kept in touch with the head designer.
Yeah.
And so for my graduation year, I invited him and just asked him, you know, can you check out my folio, this and that. And, yeah, you know, he came over, had a look at my stuff, he was impressed.
Yeah.
And then the following month, when I graduated, I just, just asked him, can you have a look at my folio again? You know,
yeah,
he said,
yeah.
Oh, we don't have any jobs for you,
yeah.
this and that. But I just kept pushing, pushing, pushing. And then, you know, next thing you know, got the interview and the rest of that day is history.
Yeah, and you, one thing you touched on there is, like, that there isn't many design jobs in Australia. And I think that's something that a lot of potentially kids or people who want to be a sneaker designer don't really understand.
Mm.
Obviously, being in Australia, every brand has a head office, but almost no design is done down here.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, it's pretty much all done in Europe and the States.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you said, it's kind of where you are now, which is Volley.
Mm-hmm.
And then Globe, is Custom still around?
Custom's still around, I think, but sort of more into the lifestyle, so I haven't been paying much attention to Action Sport. But
sure.
I think they're still around because I still see their footwear.
Yeah. So did you study graphic design in high school then?
So I did industrial design.
Oh, so you did ID. I don't even remember if that was a suburb.
Yeah. Even then, while everyone was, you know, designing furniture, lighting, mobile phones, cars and all that.
Yeah.
I was always the odd one out. I was, you know, designing sneakers.
Yeah.
People were saying, oh, there's no future in footwear, you know. What are you going to do in 5 years' time? I always said, nah, footwear, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care, I'm going to do footwear.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so then, would you say the portfolio is the most important thing for kids to put together then? Like, if they want to chase it down. Because I remember not long ago, a bunch of kids got, well, not kids, but like 19, 20-year-olds actually got hired by Nike off Twitter because they were posting their portfolio of work on there. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right?
Definitely the folio. When I did industrial design, I seriously didn't have any footwear folio.
Yep.
So when I graduated, I said, this is it, you know, I need to do something about it. So for a whole month, I just kept sketching, drawing, rendering, all that. And that was pretty much my folio when I went into Globe. And so, but yeah, like, you know, folio is the most important thing. Your whole thought process. Like documenting all that. Like, you see a lot of these kids these days posting, you know, fancy renderings, all these 3D generated stuff. But it's good and all. But at the end of the day, for me, it's all about manual stuff. Because 3D, you can learn that.
Yeah.
But manual, like,
the flow.
It's hard, to, you know, like, it's natural. It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
So,
well, that was actually going to be one of my questions. I was going to say, like, what impresses you in a portfolio? Like, what do you see in a portfolio? Or what would you see in a portfolio that would stand out? Like,
for me, confidence sketches, you know, the whole how you got from A to B and, you know, just how you refine something. For me, that's, the most important thing for me. Just, whole story, pretty much.
And what advice would you have for kids who want to be a sneaker designer? Like, I'm sure, like I say, I've been hit up by kids on Twitter and, like, kids' mums and stuff, like, asking me, and I'm like, oh, I'm not actually a sneaker designer.
Mm.
Like, I guess ID is probably the way to go, right?
Yeah, I think as a, you know, like a degree, you go for ID, but for footwear, I think if you want something so bad, you know, you just got to push for it. You know, everyone told me, you can't do footwear, it's not going to happen, you know, there's no future for you, but I just kept pushing and pushing.
Yeah.
Do your research, start networking. Back then, I didn't really have, you know, like, access to, you know, social media or websites, things like that. The only things I had, you know, through magazines like Slam.
Didn't you used to import Complex or distribute Complex?
Yeah, like Complex, you brought that up. So, yeah, Globe used to bring Complex and I used to, you know, like, flick it over to people and stuff.
Yeah.
So even Complex at the time, you know, like, I used to do paper clip outs and post it on my corkboard. Just anything, really. Like, I would, do a lot of sketches and stuff.
And, I mean, the proof is there that it can be done because, as we talked about pre-episode, Prestology Leon has just made it happen as well. He announced it online, I think, so I don't think we're doing anything wrong by mentioning it. But
yeah, exactly. You know, like, even his pathway, you know, he did his course here, went over to Europe, and then got an internship, and
now
he's kicking ass in, you know,
in
Portland. So that's the thing. There's always a, you know, a path. Like, if you want it, then you got to make it happen.
It's just persistence.
Exactly.
And never drop, never stop drawing.
Draw. Don't be afraid to, you know, just show your friends, family, but even just, you know, random people.
Yeah.
Get real feedback.
Yeah.
Because from there, you learn from your mistakes. And, even, you know, your skill set, you always have to expand. Even with me now, like, 12 years later, I'm still looking at, you know, how do I expand my skill set? So
yeah.
different mediums, different, you know, techniques, different styles.
Yeah.
That's the only way, you know.
Yeah.
You'll get in the business.
And what do you what's an average day like or an average week like for you? Because as you said, like it's not all sketching, right? Like I know a big part of the job is because I've worked on collabs and that's
yeah.
sort of we worked on one together. But yeah, like tell the people sort of what's an average week like for a sneaker designer.
So average week, yeah, I'll be doing sketch here and there, but you know, it's more management as well, chasing up factories,
yeah.
you know, following up, you know, where's my samples or
yeah.
how's this mold going or yeah, so it's not just all about, you know, the pretty side, which is
yeah.
the sketching and all that or computer aided stuff. A lot of paperwork as well.
Yeah, and a lot
know,
of
Skype
dealing budgets and
pretty much. So like Skype with China, you know, like after hours, I do most of my stuff after hours because the time difference as well. So,
yeah.
you know, I work back late and, yeah, just Skype with them and stuff just to get an update on, you know, where things are.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. All right, well, we'll move on a little bit to where you are now, which is Volley.
Mm-hmm.
You made the move, like, what, three years ago?
No, it's been 5 years.
Holy
Yeah,
shit,
like a week ago.
5 years. Holy crap.
I know.
I forget
flies.
That we've known each other for a really long time. So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Volley because I think a lot of people's perception of Volley is sort of based on their childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it has a really strong nostalgic connection to
mm-hmm.
people out, like you're a tiny bit older than me, but it's people our age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know you probably can't say too much, but I kind of just wanted to talk to you about, like, what Volley have been doing. I know you were sort of pressing the American and international market
mm-hmm.
pretty strongly.
Yeah.
So maybe just sort of chat about how that was going and then a few other things I have questions for.
Yeah, so with Volley, you know, look, I don't know if everyone knows, but we've been around 75 years.
Yeah.
You know, our roots came from, you know, tennis, the whole grass court sort of movement.
Yeah.
You know, worn by champions and all that. So, yeah, now we're sort of, you know, expanding overseas. Oh, we have, you know, distribution channels already in America, Japan, Korea, Asian countries. We're expanding the range as well, looking at different silhouettes.
Yeah, my next question.
Different process, you know, different materials. Yeah, just different, yeah, like silhouettes and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone still knows about the Volley International, but, you know, I think in the next season or two,
yeah,
you'll start seeing new stuff as well that, you know, I think, yeah, with everything that's happening, you know, with today's trends. Yeah, like just new techniques as well. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I think silhouettes was going to be like my major question, but it's exciting to hear that there is a variety of stuff coming. I
mm.
mean, it's the perfect time for it, right?
Definitely.
And do you find the Australian branding has much pull overseas? Like, do people go, oh, like, oh, it's an Australian brand, or like, do people not care?
Not really at the moment, but I think, you know, everyone loves Australians.
Yeah.
Anything Australian made as well. So, yeah, like the whole surf,
yeah.
lifestyle sort of culture, you know. In America, yeah, that's where we're trying to, you know, push as well. And,
yeah,
with all these collaborations that we're doing, there's a handful at the moment.
Yeah.
I can't really, you know, say who or...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm not going to push, yeah.
yeah. First sneakerhead, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different sort of, you know, direction,
yeah.
but yeah, it's...
Oh, killer. Well, yeah, I'm not a asshole journalist, so I'm not gonna press the point, but when can people expect, like, so if you're working on it now, it must be, like, June next
Probably,
year.
Probably, yeah, June 2016 next year.
Yeah,
so just keep an eye out on the Instagram and
yeah.
or our social media channels and
yeah. I'll link to it in the blog post. Mm. But that's one other thing we probably should mention is just how long it takes to make a shoe.
Oh.
Dude, like I know from like just collabs, like, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, totally not out of the question.
Yeah, I think for major brands, you know, they work longer lead time. But for us, like a smaller brand, like we're looking at 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's just a... Like,
12's quick.
That's based on existing, you know, sort of
yeah.
units and all that. But if you're looking at, you know, new tooling and things
yeah.
like that, looking at, you know, 2 years
yeah, yeah.
minimum. So yeah, there's a lot of, you know, it's a slow process, but yeah, you need to make sure it, you know, it's done right.
Yeah, it's funny that, because one of my favorite things is when like a customizer thinks a brand rips him off, and I'm like, hold on, like they probably started that like 16, 17
exactly.
months ago. That always makes me laugh. Since I can't ask about the collabs, I'm crossing things off my list as we can go. So is there any sort of other sort of developments within Volley? Like, are we going to see like much apparel and stuff, or is it mostly?
Funny you mention that, because we're also thinking of, you know, doing the whole thing pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that was a total fluke of a question.
Footwear, apparel, you know, like
yeah.
the whole works.
Oh,
you know,
great.
You know, accessories as well. But
yeah.
Right now, our main focus is footwear. You know?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see. So roughly a year before we see something massive. And I will be expecting a pair in the mail.
Don't worry, we got you covered.
one of the things I wanted today as well is just like shit talk a bit about like the sneaker freaker days and stuff. I was trying to figure out how we met originally.
I think
was it when you, because I worked with Jen briefly, your wife.
Yeah.
At Nike, and then I got Complex from her.
Yeah. Who hasn't, huh?
Yeah.
I think Mafia was one of my regular customers as well.
And then I was trying to think, like, you used to hook me up with SBs all the time from the Sneaker Freaker forums, and I'm trying to think if there was anything before that, but I'm thinking I met you down Chapel Street one day to pick up two pairs of shoes off you near South Yarra Station. That's that's like the earliest thing I remember. You drove by and I caught the train in, and I think it was the De La Highs, maybe.
Lowe's, you mean?
Highs?
Lowe's.
Did you hook me up with Lowe's?
No, Lowe's came out first, yeah? Or no, Highs. Are we talking about the green one? Or
the green one.
Yeah, I think it's the De La Highs.
Yeah, I think it was the De La Highs, and maybe something else. Because you were my SB hookup.
Because
I used to...
Yeah.
Like when I was like 17 to 18, I could be fucking going out all the time, and you were my SB hookup for ages.
No, I think we met. You know, at the time there was the Kicks 101 forums. That's
where we met.
I'm pretty
sure.
Because even at the time, I was part of the whole, you know, Sneaker Freaker and then Kicks 101, and so yeah, like all the ballers were, you know, with the Kicks and all the other Jordan heads, like SBs and run heads were Sneaker Freaker, but I'm pretty sure Kicks 101.
I was trying to figure it out and I couldn't remember, and like, yeah, I think the Sneaker Freaker forum is still alive, but the Kicks forum was like amazing for like 3 or 4 years, and then like most forums it's died. But yeah, that does make sense.
I think, yeah, it's definitely through Kicks 101, because, yeah, we used to chat a lot there, like BP, The Answer, Purdy.
Yeah, yeah,
Guys
that are still around.
I don't know, still around with, you know.
Andrew was here like a week and a bit ago,
really?
Like a week ago. Yeah, he's huge into Lego now.
Family and kids now as well.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I had this sneaker friend dinner thing last night, and it's like, yeah, you start looking around the table and it's like... We all realise that we're like 30. And it's like, oh shit. Like, we still feel 20, but
exactly.
We look around and we're like, oh, that's what 20 looks like. how do you feel about the way things are now? Like, I get pretty jaded every now and then.
You know, like, with kids now as well and a family, it's really hard for me to, you know, I don't do lineups.
Yeah, no.
Campouts, I can't do, you know.
No, of course not.
I've got to answer to my boss.
Yeah.
Probably online. That's my only access these days. Even then, I've got a slow internet. I think I'm still on dial-up.
Yeah.
I
feel like online buying is sometimes... It feels like the Matrix when, like, those, like, the robots break through. And, like, it's just a swarm of bots heading towards, like, whatever their... I can't remember what their, like, city was called now. But it's just, like, every time I feel like I'm trying to click through a link, it's just, like, this swarm of bots that have gone through before me.
Exactly, you know, talking about bots, last week I tried for the Shatteds.
Yeah.
I went to a mate's house, tried his NBN, and seriously, like, 15 seconds later, like, thing was sold out. I'm like, how's that possible when I'm using NBN?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just gave up. And,
I almost had no success on online buying. Like, I tried to get both Ronnie, Diamond, ASICS collabs. I tried on like 6 or 7 sites and I struck out. I tried again the other night on sneakers and stuff for the Fragment Trainer Ones.
Mm.
And I was like, I thought I'd have a chance for those because I know, like, you and I wear Trainer Ones.
Yeah.
I feel like 30-year-olds wear Trainer Ones.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, all the guys I know who wear Trainer Ones, Trainer Threes, SC2s, they're 28 to 32.
Mm.
Like, because that's... They were the cool cross trainers when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, but it was a Fragment shoe. I should have known better. Like, literally within a second of the clock ticking over, was all gone. Like,
yeah.
A second. I was like, that's just insane. Like, I mean, there's no way you can process a transaction that quickly.
Like you said, you know, anything with a Fragment logo these days, bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And isn't it funny? Like, I remember, like, when we were on the forums and stuff, there was, like... I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but there was 2 or 3 guys that were, like, big spenders.
Yeah.
I feel like every second kid now is, like, a huge spender, man. Like, there's kids on... Like, kids I've never heard about that, like, have dropped, like, 50 grand in a year on shoes. And I was like, that is insane.
Now, I was telling someone recently, you know, if you have deep pockets and you're into sneakers now, you know, like, instant collection, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
eBay, Gumtree, and all those.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you know, like, I would just, yeah, if I wanted a pair, like, I didn't have the internet. So
yeah.
I'd ask a mum or dad, like, who's overseas, hey, have you seen anything like this? Or, you know, if you find it, just bring it back, you know. Or, yeah, it's all, you know.
Hans told a funny story in the episode we did where he was like, kids don't know that I used to have to go to the Camberwell market to sell my shoes before like eBay. Like, you know, I picked up like OG, I think it was like black silver fives from like the Camberwell markets.
Mm.
He's like that because like that's where you used to get
like
shit because, you know, nothing existed.
For me as well, like, you know, because I'm a sample size.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the outlets.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, outlet.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Yeah, it's
heaven
for me.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
$35 samples. Every Wednesday I was there, like, pretty much buying shoes, and so every week, you know, like, I'm the fresh kid at school, yeah, with, you know, new sneakers.
Yeah, and you tried to get the 350 as well?
I tried, so if you look on my IG, you know, account, I've reposted everyone's, you know, freebie, and failed.
Yeah,
you
I thought the photo you did was great, I thought it was fantastic.
I thought I had a chance as well.
I legit
thought
you had a chance. It really, like, it made me laugh. I thought it looked really good. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, because they said, you know, be creative and...
Well, explain what the photo is, I guess.
Basically, it's a photo of my daughter, you know, wearing Ultra Boost. I tried to dress her up as Yeezy in his last concert wearing the Ultra Boost. And so I got a jacket, her, you know, long tee and... pretty much printed out this cutout of Kanye's face.
Yeah, that was the bit that, like, took it over the top for me.
I just, you know, told her just pose there with my, you know, free Yeezy 9 sign. And, yeah, let's hope that, you know, that, you know, the judge, you know, will see this. And, yeah, but, you know, Woody didn't see it that way. So.
Oh, was it Woody?
It was Woody, actually. And I thought, that's all right, you know. Like, I saw the winning entry.
There was some good entries.
Yeah, really kick ass. So,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, it did make me laugh, though. Yeah, I tried online to cop two, and I missed out. And it's kind of funny because, like, it really isn't that limited. Like, it's not even that limited. And, like, I was already pissy about spending 260. I was like, oh, I don't really want to spend 260 on this. Like, you know, but kids are dropping 1500.
1500.
It's, people are trading, like, offering trades for, like, the most amazing shit. Like, I was talking to guys yesterday, and we're just like Owen and stuff, and we're just like, guys, like, you know, you can get Warhawk 90s and, like, all these insane, like, Powerwall, the Powerwall Air Maxes, which I know you have, and all this other shit for, like, so much less than a pair of 350s.
Nah, I think it's the e-fame, you know, that's what it's all about these days. Yeah, if you have the latest stuff, then, yeah, you're cool.
Anything he wears is just, like, popular too, right? Like, I mean, it's funny, like, anything he touches, like, Adidas really need to stop making Yeezys and just get him to wear their regular shit so that sells out.
That's the thing, yeah, like, you know, I mentioned Ultra Boost. When I saw him wear it, you know, oh, okay, let's, you know, see what it's like.
Yeah.
Went into Rebel, tried it on. It's really comfortable. Yeah, so that's... I didn't buy it because of Yeezy. I bought it because it's the whole comfort factor.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me knowing you either. And then, like, it's funny how many, like, mum and dad sneaker stores got them as well. Like,
exactly.
They're all over the place. Like, they weren't just, like, a Foot Locker exclusive.
Yeah.
They're in all sorts of stores.
Mm.
I don't think people expected that shoe to blow up like
yeah.
it did. It's kind of like, it was a sleeper. Like, the Roshi, I mean, no one really believed the Roshi was a sleeper. That shoe was expected to fail. Foot Locker didn't even stock it here because they didn't think it was any good.
How many years now have they been doing that? 3 years and
three
still,
or four,
you know?
Yeah. And I think there's a... So the difficulty of doing a podcast is that I nearly slipped things all the time. There was a very close call there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very close. But yeah, about three or so. Like, and I mean, it'll keep going until the silhouette dies, you know?
But
like,
if you look at other brands as well, you know, everyone's got their own sort of version.
Yeah.
That's how popular that style.
Yeah, yeah. Even Vans tried to do it.
Mm.
Globe with the, you know, the Rome's kind of similar. And then there's a few others too. Like, there's a whole bunch.
But then this sort of brings me to my, you know, like, I've been thinking all day as well. Like, is it about, you know, simple silhouettes versus, you know,
yeah,
technical uppers? When you look at Adidas, what they're doing, they're sort of pushing it as well.
Yeah.
The whole Boost technology
yeah.
and, you know, even the 350s. That whole, it looks like a hovercraft, that
yeah,
outsole.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty cool, yeah.
Really technical outsole. And then yesterday, I think I saw the Y3 range for next year.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick as well.
Y3 is sick, man.
Mm.
Y3 is not slept on by Asian international students down here. But I love Y3 shit. I feel like Y3 was what Yeezy wish he'd had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone sort of thought that when he went to Adidas, it was just a, you know, a separate Y3 range. But yeah, I have no problem with $400 or $500 for a pair of Y3s because they look like they're worth it. You know?
Oh, he did say, you know, he wants to bring high design to
yeah.
the masses, and that's why, you know, he's doing this whole Yeezy thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it'd be interesting what people think of the 950s.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No, that's the one.
That. Yeah,
that's the one. If that sells out, Yeezy could sell ice cubes to, like, Eskimos, man. Like, if that thing sells out, like, it's nuts. But you're not wrong, like, it... Because it's really hard to figure out what does work now.
Mm.
To me, like, nothing sells better than a good story.
Yeah.
A good story will sell anything. And Kanye at the moment is just a good story,
yeah,
right?
Good,
like,
storyteller.
Great storyteller. But then, you know, ugliest hell shoes sell with a
yeah.
good story. And great shoes don't sell without a good story. And you're right, like, what a simple silhouette like the Roshi sells because it's cheap and, you know, it sort of caught fire. But then...
You look
but,
at the Flux as well. You know,
yeah,
same thing. It's
yeah.
simple upper, like, but they're killing it with prints and
yeah.
you know, treatments and all that.
First time you can upload, you can photo sublimate
exactly.
on the upper, which is great. I'm waiting for all the mistakes to happen.
Yeah.
Like, when Coke did that, like, there was all the Coke cans that came out with swear words on them and stuff. Someone's going to slip through, like, dick pics on
yeah.
like, it's going to happen. Or, like, because the first thing I wanted to do when I saw the ZX Flux that you could photo sublimate was I took a picture of my sneaker wall.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it didn't dawn on me that there's, like, a ton of, like, Puma and Nike boxes and stuff. And I'm like, oh, they probably wouldn't let you do
yeah.
that. But, yeah, but then by the same token, like, hyper-technical stuff or just, like, bulky cross-trainers are selling too.
Yeah.
So it's, like, fucking everything's selling at the moment. It's just quality and story.
But for me, I want to see more technical stuff, you know? Like, when I think of Jordans back in the day, it's all about
yep.
innovation and creativity.
Yep.
But... I think the whole retro thing, you know, it's good to get, you know, Carmines and all these things back.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm looking forward to, you know, like, the whole innovation stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I remember when I first got my Infrared 6.
Yeah.
I hated it. But, you know, at the same time, what's this, you know, plastic heel bit? It's so, you know...
It'd be blasphemous. People now would be
yeah.
like, you hated the Infrared 6?
Yeah, but then...
But you did when it came out,
when
right?
When it came out, because, you know, I wasn't expecting it to be so futuristic.
Yeah.
It was ahead of its time,
yeah.
you know? But then that's what I'm expecting now as well from,
yeah.
you know, all these, you know... Like,
Jordan brand.
Especially Jordan brand.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, because Nike have taken... Like, the Jordan brand was slaughtering Nike.
Mm.
And then after the LeBron 2, it really switched.
Yeah.
And then Nike have been killing Jordan brand. And Jordan brand have obviously been paying their bills with the retros.
Yeah.
And I've been saying for a long time, and very few people agree with me, but they've almost saturated the market, right?
Yeah.
With the amount of retros, because everyone's got 5 pairs of 3s, 5 pairs of 4s, 5 pairs of 6s. But they did something interesting now, and they've gone and released the Westbrook Zero.
Oh, zeros, yeah.
Which is, so I've heard rumors, like I say, it's really hard to do a podcast
yeah.
when you know so much stuff you're not allowed to talk about. But for a very, very long time, I've heard about all this stuff that Jordan Brand are doing where they're going to be releasing, you know, $600, $800, $1,000 shoes. And to some degree, like I said in the last episode of Lacing It Up, it has a very Buscemi feel.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a cheaper price point because they're mass producing them, unlike Buscemi, where they're handmade in Italy. It's, you know, black, it's red and gold, so it's sort of targeted to the Asian market.
Yeah.
but I thought it was very smart to give Westbrook a signature fashion shoe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's a fashionable guy.
Yeah, he's the only one that can sort of pull it off, you know.
But it gives them a whole new section of the market, right?
It's that whole lifestyle, yeah.
Because, like, everyone wears the retros for lifestyle, but when everyone doesn't, you know, Jordan 5s aren't selling out in a second anymore, Jordan 7s are still on the shelf, you know, there's shoes that are sitting, which hadn't happened for a year and a half or 2 years. So I think it's smart. I've heard all these stories about, like, super expensive, like, signature Jordans coming too. I think you've probably heard about it as well.
Even this morning, I think there's more Pinnacles coming out, you know, like different sort of colours as well.
And all the 4 labs and 3 labs.
It's all about the labs. But, yeah, even the Westbrook, I saw photos. I was checking out the outsole.
Yeah.
I noticed...
how weird is it?
It's more... If you look at, you know, Sperry's and all that, it's similar outsole. It's that sort of herringbone boat shoe outsole.
Yeah.
That's what they're using, I think.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Like, and I saw... The one I saw was completely flat. Flat herringbone, too, but it had the same structure. Just really weird. It was like as if they're releasing a shoe without a herringbone outside. Is this Nike? Like,
yeah.
But with Jordan Brand. But yeah, I thought it was smart on their behalf to do it, and it's exciting because, you know, if anyone can pull crazy shit off, it's Westbrook.
It's Westbrook, definitely.
But yeah, like, I mean, one of the things we were going to talk about is sort of some indies and stuff.
Oh, indies,
And I mean, Jordan Brand are very far from indie, but that section of the market is really what's sort of taking over. I mean, this, you know, we all know that. Maybe Addy have been, you know, taken over by Skechers in volume sales and stuff.
Like,
and
I think in terms of volume, like, Skechers is actually number two now.
It's insane, isn't it? Like, I'm never talking about Skechers on this podcast. Like.
I know, but yeah. But the reality is, you know, like, in my last China visit, like, every factory I went to, they're producing Skechers.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I know they're, you know, I don't know if they're, yeah, knocking off or borrowing people's designs.
Do you remember the Air Max 95 they made?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the day I was like, I'm never giving love to Skechers.
But, you know, everywhere you go to as well, shopping centres and all that, there's always a Skechers retail store.
Oh, everywhere. The one in Chadston's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Skechers is, you know, their New Balance is, you know, make, yeah, they're around, like, they're sort of in the top three, up and coming, not up and coming, but... You know,
taking
moving.
Step, yeah.
Under Armour as well.
Yeah.
Just
reached $1 billion company status.
So, yeah. I don't know if it's because of Steph, but, you know.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt.
But
the thing about New Balance that I've always liked is their collabs were never lazy. Or rarely lazy.
Yeah.
You know, so many collabs these days are lazy, and the new Sneaker Freaker issue attracts a part of that. But... New Balance always go balls out.
Oh, yeah. Like, the whole thing. Even, you know, with packaging and all that. It's the whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
And that's the focus. And that's, I think, what, like, guys like you and I get pumped about. Do you have any idea... I was going to say, like, guys like us who have, like, 400 pairs of shoes. Do you have any idea how many pairs of shoes you have?
Me?
You're probably not going to say, I'm probably,
like,
yeah.
But
wait, how many does Jen know about?
She thinks I've still got 5 pairs.
Yeah, I have this great story. Can I tell this story about you going to the employee store?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite stories ever, like... we were at the employee store and there was some shoe and you came in with a pass and you had your glasses on and you came back in to buy something similar and you bought like 4 or 5 pairs of shoes but you didn't have your glasses on hoping that no one recognised you. In the story, as I remember it, is you bought it on the wrong card because you couldn't tell what card it was. So then Jen found out about it because it came through on the statement. Oh, I love that shit. So, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to, like, on the sly buy shoes, and you got rolled by your poor vision.
That's the thing, yeah. But, you know, I've been forgiven ever since. Yeah. But, funny story, talking about collection, there was this rumour that I had this sneaker room where it's room temperature, like, room controlled.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
And that the only way to get in is through my, like, a scan of my finger.
What the hell?
I don't know, it's been going around for years now.
Yeah.
So when I meet people, like, they're, you know, is this true that you got this, you know, sneaker room with, you know, room control
temperature
and all that, and it's not true.
Yeah, holy shit, we've been friends for 10 years. I don't know if that had been true. If that had been true and I didn't know, I'd be pissed. Maybe Quark back in the day, maybe.
Probably. That guy.
Oh, man. Hey, one thing I did ask you about as well was, like, if you had any cool, like, old sneaker freaker stories and stuff. Did you come up with anything? It's hard to transition into that sort of stuff, but I was thinking if there was anything that popped into your head.
I had a lot of stories, really, but there was a time when Nike, I think, ran a ID competition between, you know, Sneaker Freaker, Fatlace, Fixins, all these, you know, sort of websites back in the day, and there was this whole beef between Fatlace and Sneaker Freaker.
Oh, like, really?
They can get the most sort of votes and this and that. And I think because we were kicking ass, I think the whole thing was if we win, we get like 50 pairs of our, you know, creation.
Shit. Yeah.
Because we were winning, like, Fatlace was sort of complaining to Nike that we were cheating and this and that. And I don't remember us cheating. We were just winning because
had a bigger audience.
Yeah, we just had a better design. And,
that's it.
You know, and so we got banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, these guys started whinging to head office or something.
Yeah.
And, so we...
Did they ever produce the shoe? Do you remember?
I think they did for Fixins.
Fatlace,
yeah.
Oh, so Fatlace won.
Fatlace won, but, you know, like, we all knew who won.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Other stories, like...
Well, I know you wore Svejdochkas at the reception for your wedding.
For my wedding, and weren't you wearing the same thing?
I wore Svejdochkas too. Like, it would be the only time in history two people wear Svejdochkas in the same room.
Same colour as well.
Same colour, yeah. Because you're like, oh, Maddie, we're wearing sneakers at the reception. I'm like, baller, I've got Svejdochkas. They're going to look so good with this, like, black and white suit. Black and white Svejdochkas. I rock up and you're wearing them. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
But yeah, like, speaking of Z-Docs, there was a guy, because he knew, like, I've got the Galaxies, and he knows I love Z-Docs as well, Mark Newson. So he was trying to propose this trade, you know, I'll give you these new Z-Docs for your Galaxies.
Yeah.
I said, hell no.
Yeah, no, well, the Galaxy's probably worth still $800-900 at least, and the Z-Docs are $350.
Z-Docs, yeah, like, I saw on eBay last night, I think, 200.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. It's gone up.
As soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to look at it. Because I hit up some connects in the States to try and get them when they dropped again, and I struck out everywhere. I tried to get... I wanted the blue. Because you've got the orange, right?
I got the orange.
And the
white. I think I was the only guy that lined up when they first launched.
Australia. You were, because I definitely didn't. So I got mine from the factory. I don't know if I ever told that story on this podcast.
I
get you a white pair through the factory?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm a good guy.
$50?
$50.
Well, I paid $300 or $350 for the...
$350 was the retail.
Originals, yeah.
Aussie retail, yeah.
I think there were only, like, what, 144 pairs globally per colour?
Yeah,
something like that.
And all the white... So, and I'll quickly go into the story. So, all the white and black ones, I don't know what happened at the release, but they ended up at the Perth Nike factory store.
Mm.
And back then, you were allowed to do interstore transfers.
And you transferred
If you had less than 10 pairs, they went on the back wall for 40% or 50% off. So, they were $100 at the factory. I transferred 9 pairs. I got all 9s and 10s. And they went to the back wall. Tim got a pair, Ray got a pair, Bevan got a pair, Russell got a pair, you got a pair, I got 3 pairs. I think that's pretty much where they all went. And then, $50. It's one of the biggest scores I've ever had. But I got in trouble for that.
Really?
I got in a lot of trouble for that because Nike have to pay for the interstore transfer, obviously, for the shipping. And then we all just got 9 pairs of $50 shoes. So they would have paid like $50 to ship them. And like we've all just like got... So yeah, I did get in trouble for it.
But
it was worth it.
Still a good looking shoe, you know. I know people think it's a Crocs wannabe, but you know,
it was around before Crocs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the one. It's the only thing that stopped me wearing it, dude. Is because like people are like, oh, it's Crocs, and then like I'm 29 and I don't like to fight.
Mm.
But if you tell me a Z-Dog looks like a Croc, like someone's getting punched in the nose. And it annoys me endlessly. Like, and it's just. Can you tell me this? I can't think of another time in history that Nike let a designer design a shoe from scratch.
Yeah, can't think of anyone.
I can't think of anything because it has a full exoskeleton, full-length Zoom Air. The shoe's retardedly awesome. Like, it's insane. imagine how much that would have cost to produce, oh, dude.
Just the tooling alone.
The
man.
Tooling on that upper.
Hundred thousands for sure.
Oh, no question.
But even then, I'm thinking, was Mewson the first guy before Y3s and all that? I think it was him.
Yeah.
Before everyone else.
Yeah. Because he was doing all those crazy tables, and now he's an Apple designer part-time.
Yeah, I heard he's doing stuff for Apple now.
Yeah.
He's
RMIT boy too, right?
Nah,
no?
Sydney.
Oh,
like,
Sydney.
But yeah, did industrial design. He was always one of my design heroes.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So when I heard he was doing, you know, footwear for Nike,
damn,
this is heaven, you know?
Yeah. I didn't even know about it when it dropped. I had no idea it was coming out. And then I saw your pair or something.
Mm.
I saw you, and then I tried to find them and they'd sold out. And then, yeah, dude, like, I don't know. I don't even know, because there was no internet then. Not really big. I have no idea how I found out they landed in Perth. I think Ray might have found out.
Yeah.
And then I made the call to Perth. I called Perth on the phone. I was like, "Hey, this is Matt from Smith Street. We need 9 pairs of size 9s and 10s. I reckon we would have taken." Then they're like, "Yeah, we don't want them."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whoa. Well, they'll sell. Let's say
bargain.
We didn't even put them out on the shelf. Like, remember, you got the box lid. I got the box lid. So no box lid rip. Like, it's straight on, like, to the registers. They were all gone. That was a great day, man. I called my dad in to come and get a pair. My brother
crazy
walked out with. Yeah, I got at least 3 or 4.
I was glad they retroed it again. You know, like, it's
it deserved to be retro, and hopefully it probably wouldn't have cost them as much this time to make it. But yeah, it's definitely an issue not a lot of people know about, and it's impossible to freaking spell if you're trying to look for it as well.
Exactly. ZVDOCHKVA
or something.
Something like that.
Zdox. Yeah, Zdox so much easier. But like, it's like a I know you're also a big fan of the P-Rod 1. Did you pick up the retro?
No, I didn't even know they drove.
Yeah, retro again. Yeah, the black white.
Damn.
The OG colorway of the first one. Because you know SV were like, we're never going to retro. They retroed the freaking P-Rod 1.
I remembered your first custom as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hit up some, you know, Fast Times or something, or Evolve.
Yeah, dude, Fast Time. I just found out today, size 11, 12, and 13, Fast Times, Dunk, Low, at the factory. But no 9s or 10s, I checked. I checked already.
I lined up for it.
And so did Laurie. Laurie got them.
Yeah, so I lined up. I thought, oh, damn, you know, I'm going to miss out.
Yeah.
I was the first and only person there.
I think Laurie got them that afternoon when I got them that afternoon.
So good, you know. Like, that's a good thing with everyone into Jordans these days. You know, SBs, one's really, you know.
Dude, I've got a pair. I think Paul and I talked about this a little bit too. It's actually, like, when it makes me angry, I also just go, now I can't afford ASICS and New Balance now.
Mm.
But I have 30 pairs of New Balance shoes.
Yeah.
Like, I pulled out the Haze collabs and the Josh Wisdom collabs and stuff that these kids will never find.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I have to buy other things. Trainer SC2s, Trainer 3s, Trainer 1s, like all these like things that we still love.
Exactly.
Are still affordable.
Yeah.
I picked up a pair of Puss Heads for like $100.
$100.
$120
about
a year ago.
$500 back.
$500-$600. And that's the thing, like, you go and try and sell, like, dude, uncle prices have dropped. Like, all these, like, you know, insane SB prices are going down because kids aren't buying SBs.
It's like that whole culture, you know, like, no one really remembers the skate things anymore. But yeah, even like the dealer highs and Tiffany highs and
all that.
It
made me so angry.
Mm.
And then I talked to Sabotage. I'm like, "Are you getting a high mark?"
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, "If you fucking release a high." But yeah, it's crazy. I'm not a fan. I don't have any of them. I don't have any of the remakes.
I had to get it just for the set.
Yeah.
Just to complete the highs and the lows, but you know.
You know what's true? So this is true, that De La High that you hooked me up with, I never wore it.
Really?
Never wore it once.
I still haven't worn mine.
I bought a second pair.
Yeah.
6 months ago.
Mm.
8 months ago. 2 months after that, they announced the low drops.
Yeah.
I sold my other pair. I just fucking got rid of it. I'm like, oh, I don't want it anymore. Like, I bought a second pair to wear, right? Like, it's like the Air More Up Tempo Olympic pack. Like, I went and bought a second pair so I could wear one. Because, like, when it's in my top 10, I keep it.
Yeah.
I was so shattered. I actually wore the one that you hooked me up with. So, I wore it on an episode of Lacing It Up. And then, I had one dead stock. And then 2 months later, they announced that they were retroing it. And
back,
I'm like, get rid of it. It's time to go.
I heard about the pigeons or something.
Is there a pigeon? I wouldn't be surprised.
Coming back or something. I don't know if that's true. But
I don't know. Staple hasn't done one with Nike for a while, so
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. But I hope... I don't know. I hope not, man. Like,
imagine all the, you know, hype beast.
Oh, imagine if it's like a pigeon Jordan 4. You might as well just, like, set a nuke off in the city because no one will get near anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, as if that hasn't happened yet. I'm surprised they haven't actually done more collabs. Like, after my one that didn't really come out, only... What's his name? Dave White is the only one that got one.
Dave White, yeah. Yeah, like, I heard, I don't know if it's true, there's no more raffles. So...
Yeah,
imagine a pigeon.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, so...
It's all email, right?
Is it email or...
To be honest,
back to like lining up again.
I hope it's fucking not lining up because I'm one of the big people who pushed for lineups to get banned in this country. So yeah, I hate lineups. I know people fight for lineups all the time, but a guy pulled a gun in Sydney a month ago,
no,
2 months ago.
That, yeah.
Like, yeah, you can't have fucking lineups, man. I hate lineups. We breezed over the indie thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so I know you've made some notes in regards to that. I'm not super up on that. Like, I know the high end fashion brands. But, yeah, you would tell us a bit about who you got there?
Yeah, so for the indies, like for up-and-coming brands, you know, you got Fight, you got Visvim,
yeah.
Mr. Hair, like Hender Scheme. I know
yeah.
you and Paul talked about it last
yeah, I don't,
few episodes ago.
I still can't get my head around them not being
I'm
fakes.
Not a fan as well,
yeah.
Even though it's, you know, premium materials and this and that. But
there's a guy on Kickstand selling, like, fake Hender Schemes, like, for, like, $500.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're fakes, but, you know...
I know.
Just the whole concept, like,
yeah.
you know, someone else's IP.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
For me, it's like...
Even if the IP expires, which every IP expires in, like, 20
yeah,
years or
10,
something,
20
right?
years, I think.
Yeah, but still, it's still bullshit.
You know, I've got Thorocraft, EQT Amsterdam, Buscemi's.
EQT yeah. are killing it,
mm.
dude. Have you seen the lineups at their releases and stuff? I follow them on Instagram.
It's nuts.
Oh, my... And what, Filling Pieces as well?
Filling Pieces as well, yeah, I forgot to mention that,
yeah.
yeah. So I think it's that whole, you know, premium materials
yeah.
and, you know, high, you know, the construction and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the premium.
You'd love that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you?
I'm a fan of those, you know, like, I love anything technical as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nike, if you're listening.
Yeah.
you know.
No, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if that's why we're seeing this Westbrook thing happen, like... Nike will do it eventually. I mean, they've tried it with the Air Force One and stuff, but you don't see a lot of new lifestyle silhouettes. You know, it's all bringbacks. I mean,
exactly.
other than the Roshi and a couple others. Fucking Flyknit. Does it blow your mind that Flyknits are selling for $500, by the way?
It's
Flyknit
kind of,
races.
Because of hype, you know.
What the
Because of Kanye again. It goes back to Kanye.
Oh,
you know?
Bloody Kanye, man. One day I'll do a podcast or a fucking YouTube show where you don't get to mention him, but yeah,
Flyknit Rainbows. I remember going to the staff store.
Yeah.
I had to choose between Flyknit Rainbows and Air Pegasus. What do you think I chose? 6 months later, I'm like, damn, $80 for Flyknit.
Yeah.
And Pegasus, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
So, how do you... Just in regards to... Because I do really like what EQT and Filling Pieces are doing.
Mm.
Particularly those two brands out of that list. What do you think it is about those that have made them popular? To me, it feels like the guys that are buying that... are us.
Yeah.
It's not... Well, I mean, yeah, it's rich 16 and 18 and 20-year-old kids too, but I feel like it's kind of where we're going. Like,
I think it's a point of difference because,
yeah.
you know, like, everyone's got Jordans
yeah.
and, you know, Adidas and all that these days. And I think because we're older as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you can wear, like, casually, like, you know,
yeah.
during the day at work and then, you know, go out at night for dinners. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, that sort of...
And as you
yeah.
say, the quality of the material is fantastic.
Oh,
and the finish
man.
Is really nice.
Full grain. So if you guys are talking about, you know, your Chicago's and your Shattered's and
yeah,
fragments,
yeah.
like high quality, you know, leathers.
Yeah. yeah.
You guys have to look at the indies.
Yeah, yeah. Go look at Buscemi.
Exactly. That's what if you have to say. Just go to Sneaker Boy.
Yeah,
you know, pretty much what they sell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
And
but
then,
these guys are affordable, not Sneaker Boy prices.
No, no, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Filling Pieces and EQT, I can afford.
Mm.
I can't afford fucking $1,900 shoe.
Yeah.
But those, they've kind of, for me, fall in that Y3 bracket.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's worth, if a shattered backboard is $260, it's worth $400 and $450
yeah.
to get one of those, I think. Because, I mean, these, like I say, kids are dropping $1,500 on a Roshi ripoff 350 boost. So... You know.
1500, you know, I'd go buy my grails, like real grails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, dude, before we finish this episode, maybe I should ask people this. Like, what art do you have? Any grails that you've still yet to get, or like, what are your favorites? Right,
my grail's always been Air Pressure.
Yeah.
There's one on eBay.
There's talk about them coming back too.
Are they?
Yeah.
But I want the real thing, you know. Like,
they've all exploded though, right?
Exploded, so, you know, all the midsoles cracked and crumbled and all that. So
does it have the case?
It's
got
the case, everything.
Yeah,
I used to call it the ice box.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
There's one on eBay at the moment, but not my size, and it's, you know, beaten up.
Yeah.
And my other grail is the Marina BWs. So I heard they're making a comeback.
BWs?
I've seen photos.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
Yeah, like sample photos.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, I think they're just sort of, it's the anniversary of the Air Max 90 at the moment.
So you guys were talking about a few episodes ago, like next year's, you know, silhouette. I wonder what it is. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's the B-dubs or
the
95s.
I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean,
you know,
we haven't seen the BW for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that Persian onslaught and then it's been gone.
That was it, yeah.
And that was when I was still at Smith Street. That was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Hmm.
I do know some stuff that's coming, but I can't say.
Yeah.
And then, have you picked up anything recently, like that you can say without Jen getting
in? Is Jen listening? Or? so I picked up. What do I have? Where's my list?
Did you make a list?
Yeah, I've got a list. So yeah, for raffles, first time I entered the Footlocker raffle.
Yeah.
I got the Bread 11s.
Oh, nice.
So yeah,
the low.
For my size, yeah. The
you happy with the red lining? Didn't bother you?
I prefer black,
but
I can always dye it.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Also picked Chicago's.
You got Chicago ones?
Through a mate, yeah.
Holy
so he got
Laurie
friends,
will
though.
Kill me.
I know.
You have no idea. He was so upset about that.
I had to get it.
Yeah.
Know? I've got the OGs. I've got 94s and
So you have 85s?
85s as well. So I don't know, like the last is different to the 85s. 85s are more like a straight sort of heel.
It's very straight at the back.
Whereas, you know, the current ones, like there's too much heel rake.
Yeah,
sort of, yeah, it curves too much.
Yeah. Well, they've definitely modernized it. Like, if that 85 would be so uncomfortable wearing it now. But I mean, what was the biggest competitor? It was like the Air Weapon and stuff, right? I mean, they're not the Air Weapon shit, the Converse Weapon.
Yeah, the weapons, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and they all had flat backs, like...
No cushioning, no whatsoever.
It was a brick. Yeah, it was
I
a glorified brick.
Dunk and jump and, you know, seriously, like, knee damage.
Yeah,
you know.
And then it went from that to, like, stupid bulky where I can't believe people could dunk and, like, jump and, like, all those things.
I've also got... What else do I have? The Ultra Boost, all white ones. I bought it because, you know, like I said, went to Rebel, tried it on. So comfortable.
Yeah, I honestly haven't worn a pair yet. But I hear nothing but good things.
Because, you know, like I've got foot problems now as well. Like I need some sort of cushioning and, Ultra Boost. It's just the whole Boost technology. I love it.
How does the midsole hold up? Does it hold up pretty good?
Yeah, it's like really bouncy. And
for
me, I think they need to put more on the forefoot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's all sort of focused on the heel, I think, at the moment.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, you know, the De La Highs and the Tiffany highs as well, and then the Fast Times.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. Like,
yeah.
I haven't really, you know, picked up anything else.
Yeah, and I've been slacking. I've been, like, going on a Puma rampage. So.
Yeah, so from, you know, back then averaging maybe 5-6 pairs a week to, you know, 6 pairs a year.
Yeah.
Like, really slowed down.
It's
funny,
like, we were the original hype beast, but we weren't hype beasts.
No.
We were just, like, people who spent more than they could afford.
And, yeah, like, you know, even resellers, you know, like, probably one of the original resellers, but I used to resell for retail.
Yeah,
you know, for mates, you know.
That's what you did for me.
Yeah, couldn't make it, you know, Central Board or Fast Time PC back in the day.
Yeah.
I would clean up a store and, you know.
You used to call me from Central, I remember.
Yeah, post it up on Sneaker Freaker and, you know, I've got a full-size run. Who wants a pair, you know, retail?
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, even,
Or if someone does that, they're like a glorified god for like a week in a group or something. It's like, that's just what we used to do.
Exactly.
Do you buy much stuff for the kids?
Oh, yeah, it's all about the kids. Kids Jordans. I don't know if you've seen Jen's Instagram lately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she posted up my kids' pickups in the last sort of 6 months.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty much where it all goes these days.
Yeah, so it's like you're living vicariously through your kids now.
So, yeah, I'm hoping James is a size 9, but the way things are, he looks like he's going to be a size 12.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, if he's a size 9, he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, no question. That that magic vault that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up there because we're heading up to our sort of desired time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just want to say thank you again for coming in. What are your like social media things if people want to follow you? Do you have like an Insta and stuff? I'll put it in the blog post, but like in case someone's listening to this in the car or something.
Yeah, so my Instagram account's Jazz Bonifacio. That's JAZZ or Z for Americans. BONIFACIO.
Yeah.
Or one, you know, one word.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. So, and then also if people have any questions for future episodes, I say this at the end of every episode, please use Twitter to hit us up, either at SecureD and use the hashtag SecureD podcast. And if you have any questions that you would want to ask Jazz about sneaker design or anything like that, I mean, we'll have Jazz back again in the future and then I can ask him those specific questions as well. So, yeah, so thank you again for coming all the way down here and doing this. It is gone very quickly.
I know. Is it done or not? Come on, let's keep talking.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think we'll be right in around an hour, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think we covered everything either.
No.
So we'll definitely have plenty to go and do another one again soon. So thank you again, Jazz.
No, thank you.
We'll speak to you guys again in a fortnight. Cheers.